presents A Pulp Cthulhu Campaign, The Two-Headed Serpent, by Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matt Sanderson.
Oh my. Is there a reason you asked me first?
Well, I thought you might be the least prepared, but I forgot about Edwin, so.
No. No, I actually, I have my stuff, so.
Listen to these dice.
Nice.
I have my sanity losing dice. That's the D20, right?
All right, let's get started then. Does somebody want to give a recap from last week? Preferably somebody who was there.
I'm going to say yes, somebody does. Somebody who was here.
Okay. Why don't we have Jonathan do it then?
Oh, dear, oh dear. That implies I'm paying attention. Well, there was quite a interesting start when the leader of our expedition to the Bolivian jungle was shot in the head, and his blood sprayed everywhere. It was quite nasty. We were all rather confused and shocked as a bunch of Bolivian soldiers leapt out from the grass and start attacking us. But of course, we're all heroic types, so we pulled out our guns and quickly shot them dead. One of them turned and ran away. We chased after him, eventually subdued him, only to find he was some kind of snake man creature. It was all rather shocking. He bit into, who was it? Wheels, yes, who has a rather nasty looking, rash. Possibly a few scales are appearing near the bite mark.
He's fine.
So yes, we found some documents on both the leader of our expedition, who, in his final dying words, told us to save the mummy, which made no sense. He had a load of papers on him. The snake man had a load of papers on it. We decided to bundle everyone up, tie them up, and take them back to camp. When we got to the camp, is that correct? Have I got this the right way around? At some point, we shot the snake guy with a shotgun and blew him into lots of bits. Did that happen before or after we got to the camp? I think that was before. Yeah. So then we get to the camp, and there are more Bolivian soldiers, and they're firing on us, and they all seem a bit glassy-eyed, a bit under the influence of something. Then we do some more talking. And that's about it. We interrogate one of the soldiers, and he's definitely hypnotized, and they're out in the jungle looking for a large round stone, and it was left as night was approaching and we were informed that more soldiers would be on their way soon.
That sounds great. All right, so it is approaching nighttime. You've had conversations with Dr. Gomez, who's the leader of the expedition. Octavio has moved over into the north east side of camp where the tents are that have been identified as being occupied by the soldiers. You are all more or less in the south part of the camp with the staff tents, and nightfall is occurring. What are you all doing?
Did we acquire one of these lizard person bodies?
You did, and it's strapped up on the back of a donkey or a mule or whatever burro, whatever's native to this region of the world.
Awesome. I would like to spend part of the evening creating a lizard blood sniffer, an electronic thing.
A lizard bloodometer?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be as low key as chemistry, just something that if we find blood can easily compare the two, but it would be more interesting if it were a sniffer of some sort, like a radiation detector, except for lizard pheromones.
Boop, 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 boop. That kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of scientist are you, Greg?
It would be increasing volume hisses.
Well, I'm well trained. I'm one of the world's experts in the biological, chemical, and physical sciences.
Oh, so all of them, right?
Or so he claims.
All the ones that matter.
So you're in somewhat primitive conditions, but go ahead and give me a roll for what you might be able to put together.
Do you want a penalty die on it, or just...
There is a truck. You can you can scrounge parts from the Bolivian's right. truck. Did we find anything in the tents? I don't see anything in the notes. We were searching, or at least I was searching the tents, but I don't know if we found anything.
Right. No. They're just standard military-issue tents, you know. They've got backpacks in them. These are clearly traveling tents. They weren't planning on being here for a long period of time. So there's backpack with, you know, one set of clothing, new socks, and ammo.
Well, if I found any sort of equipment or bits and pieces of metal or whatever, I'll certainly deliver it to Dr. Farkas. Maybe it'll help. Mm-hmm.
And are we rolling our luck?
Oh, yeah, no, that's an excellent point. So we will be doing the standard refreshing rolls.
Okay, so...
You roll your luck.
Fail, yeah.
You fail, it's 1D. If you fail, it's 2D10. If you pass, it's 1D10.
Except I am lucky, so I get an additional 1D10, so... I passed.
Yeah, me too. Hey.
2d10. Yes.
If you pass your success, if you succeed your luck, you get 1d10 plus 1d10 plus 5.
All right. Yes, thank you.
And plus an additional 1d10 for your lucky trait.
Well, I get 19 points of luck.
I succeeded as well, so I get 7 plus 5, 12, plus another d10.
Wow.
19.
Wills with the lowest party luck at the time gets 6 by comparison.
What did you roll? You failed or you succeeded?
And rolled a 1.
Oh, nice.
Jeez.
So
9. Sorry.
Let's see. While this is going on, I will probably go over to Gene.
Yeah.
Gene, take a look at this map. So I'm pointing at the hand drawn map that has, you know, Bolivian forest region, site of battle on it. So here we have this site of battle. Here's this river with this ford. Now look at this map we found on the creature. We've got the same site of battle and that river and ford. And it almost looks as if they're circling out from the center, searching these sectors. They did seem to be looking for something. So maybe these regions that have been marked off are the regions they have already searched.
Ah, you mean the blue squigglies. Yes.
Well, we're looking at this map, Sean. Can I tell where we were when we encountered them? That makes sense.
Yeah,
I thought we weren't on. I thought we weren't in a part of the circle when they attacked us. If that's correct.
That is correct.
Oh, we weren't.
Nope.
So can we being tell, at the aid camp puts us closer to the circle.
So the aid camp isn't actually. Oh, maybe the aid camp is that triangle.
It's the triangle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And that was the question that because I had the same question, and we approached the aid camp from a direction away from. We haven't crossed the river. We're not anywhere near the, or haven't been near the circular area or the.
Right.
Whatever the site is yet. I think that was our plan for tomorrow, was to deal with the soldiers when they show up again, kick them out of the camp, and then on the morning go take a look at. What's going on in this at this site?
Oh, how shredded are the Bolivian soldiers' uniforms that I shot with shotgun?
If you want to give me a luck roll to see if one of them isn't, I mean, you guys tore them apart. I mean, but go ahead and see if one of them seems relatively wearable.
Hey, 21 is definitely a hard success.
Okay, so there was one that actually there was. I remember now there was one you hit cleanly in the head. So there's a little bit of damp redness around the neck region, but otherwise,
fine. Do we have no prisoners now? Is that what happened? I thought we just killed the snaky leader, and then we had a few people we questioned.
Yeah, because there were a couple of unconscious ones that we brought with us from the original ambush.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But in order to get unconscious, you shot them. So they didn't just, you know, get the vapors. They were shot and fell down. But
Does anyone have
one that's fine?
Does anyone have? Oh, wait, we are in a medical camp. Someone's got hydrogen peroxide, right?
Yes.
I can take some of this blood out. White
splotches on them. That'd be awesome.
Well, I could take some of this blood out, right?
Sure.
Also, a soldier having some blood on his uniform is not exactly outside the realms of possibility. So,
All right. So, this Gene, much you're, blood. You're getting a uniform together, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Wheels, what are you doing?
Casual inspection, don't you?
I was working on the truck to get it running. I had a thought last night when I did those kind of movie poster pictures. I was like, okay, so what can we do that is ridiculously complicated and paltry against these guys? And just to throw it out there, I was thinking, well, maybe we can kind of lay low when those guys come back. You know, the non-combat people can easily blend in, or all of us, I guess, blend in with the rest of the camp. And then that evening, when most of them are in the tents, I can drive the truck into the tents, and we can kind of shoot them while they were stuck inside the tents, just as an idea.
That's good. I think the only problem there is that there was two guards here guarding the camp, and if they're not here when they get back, they might be suspicious.
I think they might realize that some of their compatriots are missing.
Yeah.
we could say either that they, you know, they're hypnotized to find these whatever the dingus is. We could say
the dingus.
Yes. We could say either that they wandered off saying something that they were going to do it, or else, you know, maybe who are they fighting? The other army came through. It's not Paraguay.
It's Paraguay.
Yeah. Okay. So the Paraguay army came through, kind of lit those guys up and moved on. Again, just two possible stories.
Okay. So you're mostly working on the truck, though, to potentially enact this plan.
Yeah, I you know, Wheels, if it's a vehicle, he wants to get it running, no matter what we do.
I'm thinking you could just, like, point the truck towards the entrance, and then, you know, while I have them distracted for, you know, the 5 minutes that I can maintain Bolivian, then you just run them all over with the truck. How about that?
That sounds really good. The only trick is, you know, we're not in a walled compound, I think, and they could wander in from any side. But I like it.
All right, so why don't you give me a roll for repairing the truck?
Oh, I thought I did that last time.
Oh, did you? Did you pass?
I did. You just said it's going to take quite a bit of time to finish.
Okay, so that's what you're working on. Perfect. Gregory, you want to try to enact some sort of lizard blood differentiator, smeller, sniffer thing. Why don't you give me a roll on engineering with a penalty die?
The two of us can fight over the truck parts.
So, I failed my roll. I was thinking of having him basically risk being exhausted by spending the entire night at this thing because he's so frustrated by pushing it. But pushing it with a penalty die seems like a bad idea, so that's what I would do.
You're going to push it with a penalty die?
Apparently I have a penalty die, so I was going to push it with the downside, if I fail, of just being probably having penalty die on all physical stuff tomorrow or something.
Hmm.
Whatever exhausted means.
Well, so you know that at some point there are soldiers supposed to be returning. So the idea that you will necessarily, you know, work on this all night uninterrupted seems unrealistic.
So maybe I just won't be prepared for the soldiers when they show up if I fail my push roll.
Okay. Well, let's do that then.
Reasonable.
Sure. You could burn a lot of luck too. The game is about burning luck too.
Oh, that's true. Well, and I'm going to push it. That's more fun.
Okay.
That is a normal success on engineering with a penalty die.
Okay. So you fiddle around with the blood, and you're reasonably sure you've put something together that is able to distinguish between, if you were able to get a blood sample, you'd be able to distinguish between a serpent man and a regular human. That's not all that complicated anyway. It's going to require more tools than you have right here to sort of make it the sniffer thing, but you can see how that could happen.
Awesome. Perfect.
I'm imagining that you've got just like a Bunsen burner with like a paperclip and like, you know, heating it up. And if the Petri dish jumps, then Snake Man.
Oh, there's got to be a big battery involved. I think I took apart the radio somehow. And
well, you just did that for fun.
I mean, well, yeah. Actually, you guys don't know that.
Did you take apart the radio that was with the camp that they said had been busted, or did you take apart the radio that you had been given?
Oh, no. If there's a busted radio, I'd definitely take parts from that.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Julia, what will you be doing?
You're
super tense.
Yeah, so, you know, once I kind of finish my survey of the tents, mostly what I will be doing is just staying out of the way until the gunfighters among us deal with the soldiers, which I suspect is ultimately what's going to happen.
Yeah. And Dr. Thompson?
Well, look through all the notes and things. I guess I will clean out my gun and patch up anyone who needs patching up, but I think I've done that already. So,
okay. So at some point, you hear the sound of soldiers talking, or it sounds like soldiers anyway, coming from not the pathway you came in, but over from the western side of camp. And they are approaching. They are not making any particular effort to hide their presence.
Is that the guy Octavio is?
No, he's on the other side.
Oh. Well, he's got a high-powered rifle. He can reach out from there.
Sure.
How many can we hear about how many people it sounds like?
It's a crew. I mean, you know from talking to the doctor that it's probably somewhere around 12 or so. Sorry, about 12 to 14 are coming back again.
Death. Okay.
They're approaching, and at this point you hear a weird baying noise. It reminds you dogs howling in the night, but it's got a weird tone to it.
It's probably not going to be good, is it?
I'm beginning to wonder if we shouldn't have just driven off while we had the chance.
Hey, it's not too late.
Coming out of the fort. Well, this is, we're approaching the not too late period. So if anybody wants to do something right now, this would be the time.
I do.
Grenade.
Yeah. I want to.
Oh, go for it.
Go ahead, Edwin, first.
I want to, since I'm near it, I'm going to take the camp radio and I'm going to attempt to get some feedback that is really high pitched and will mess with these dogs.
Okay, so you're taking, well, the camp radio you just salvaged for.
No, this is our radio.
Yep, sure, radio. Not a problem. So that's what you're doing. Great, and you're at the bottom of Dexdorter, so let's flip up to the top of it. Julia, are you doing anything particular other than waiting for the gunfighters to do their thing?
No, that's pretty much. I'm just going to hide myself out of the way. I'm expecting that this group of soldiers, like the one that we murdered earlier, will have a leader. So I'm just going to hide myself out of the way and someplace where I can kind of watch, but, you know, not be shot at, and see if I can identify who the leader of this particular group is.
Okay. Is anybody else doing anything in the next few seconds as they're starting to emerge from the woods?
Find some cover.
I'm grabbing a gas can.
Are we going with your idea, Max? Are you going to try to distract them or not?
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna, but now there's 12 of them and dogs.
But you need a bigger distraction.
Yeah. They're just all coming back on foot, right, Sean? They don't have any vehicles or anything.
Yep, just walking on foot. You can hear them stomping through the jungle.
Are there
great?
So they're jungle trees and stuff that they're coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. You think you've got the truck more or less running now.
Okay. I'll keep the engine off for now, and I'm going to wait till they come to a safer area so I'm not ramming the trees, and I'm going to run them over in a minute.
Okay. So, coming through the forest, the first thing that comes through the woods is, picture, if you will, a Rottweiler. You know, they're sturdy, thick, stout bodies, legs that are just bred for running. But on top of those legs and the thick body, place a reptilian-type creature with a long tail. Think of like a Komodo dragon and a Rottweiler mixed together. And in fact, everybody who's watching this, if you could all give me sanity rolls, that would be great.
Yuck.
96.
You'd think the doctors in the camp would have mentioned this.
Oh, they got these snake dogs running around too, you know. 15 is a success right. for me.
So it's a 0 if you succeed, a D4 if you fail, and a and just a 4 if you completely fail.
4 points.
I will fail once I get out of the tent at some point, but so I lose one.
Okay.
Or will lose it in the future.
Right. So there are 4 of those walking through the woods, and behind them are the soldiers, and the serpent hounds stop. Their tongues are long, forking tongues are flicking out, and they rest upon... Gene, you weren't particularly hiding, right?
No. Yeah. Which is perfect, because as soon as they look at me, I throw the gas can at their group of 4 snake dogs and try and shoots the can for some, you know, fireworks
effect. So we are in combat. So go ahead and give me a throw roll.
In my brain, I'm thinking, oh God, kill it. Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it with fire. A throw roll? Is that what you said?
I did, because you're throwing the gas can.
Yeah, I'm going to burn 28. I'm going to burn 28 to make that a success.
Now we're talking luck burn. Now you're getting it. This is a max game. So you've thrown the can, and I'm even going to let you on this round take your wild shot at the can as well. So give me a... whatever you're using for a weapon.
Shotgun.
Ooh, nice.
Oh. All right. Damn it. Okay, I'll burn another 10 luck to make that a success.
Wow.
It's a good thing I started this session at 99.
Oh,
holy cow.
Yeah, so Max, why don't you spend some time figuring out what kind of damage that would do while we move to top of the order. Julia, are you doing anything other than sort of looking? As you're watching, you see that there are soldiers coming out of the forest, and there doesn't appear to be any particular leader. Well, actually, you have night vision, so you clearly pick out there are 2 that seem a little less... brain stymied than the other ones.
So Sean.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I did figure out damage.
Excellent.
Should be 15 shotgun damage for whoever's in range there.
Well, you're shooting for the can trying to set it on fire. So I'm giving you explosive. Oh, I see what you're saying, that because you're shooting, there should be some damage. Okay, go ahead.
So that would be 15 damage for anyone in the area, but then on my fire damage, which I only rolled a d6 for, I was assuming that would probably be enough. Sure. I only rolled a 1, so everyone takes 1 fire damage, all the snake dogs. So I'm glad I used my shotgun.
Okay. They turn en masse and head towards you.
Perfect. I guess end result.
They are definitely not happy. They're definitely wounded, but they are not dead yet. So, Julia, you said you were looking for 2 that seem to be in charge. You locate those 2.
Okay. Are they within shooting range?
It kind of depends on where you were hiding. From what I got, you were more in the staff's tent area or maybe the soldier's tent. So, I mean, it's a tough shot to get them at this
point. Then I am just going to keep hiding until they are more exposed.
Okay. So next up would be Eugene Went. Steve, what are you doing?
Okay, how many of those Rottweiler... dragon things, are there?
There are 4 of them.
Snake dogs.
Snake dogs, yes.
Serpent hounds is what we'd like to call them.
Are they in kind of a group, or are they kind of all spread out?
They are now spreading. They are close to each other. They're not sort of spread long distances, but they are now taking the As you might expect with dogs, they're now sort of spreading out around their prey, also known as
Eugene. Their quarry.
Okay. In the midst of the craziness, I'm going to start the truck and hope no one notices. Would that take the whole round, or can I drive after something?
You can drive over towards them. I don't think you'll be able to hit anything this round, but you'll definitely be able to create a new and exciting threat to them.
Well, I'm nothing if not exciting. Let's give that a go.
All right. Perfect. Matt is not here. Octavio, hearing the commotion on the other side of the camp, is coming out of the woods and moving more towards the center. Dr. Thompson?
I'm pulling out my gun and shooting the nearest lizard dog.
Okay, take a shot.
58 is a success. Yes. And 1d10 damage is 8 points of damage.
All right, so one of them goes down. The other three are startled by this, but continue moving forward. Mm-hmm. Gregory, what are you doing?
I have got the radio out of its box, and I have cranked it up, and I am attempting to hit some feedback resonance and make a god-awful whistle, which is normally what we get when we're trying to talk to somebody. Engineering?
No, the whistle works fine, but the biology is where you're sort of at an impasse here. So no, in the sense of their biology.
Oh, okay,
They're not dogs; they're lizards.
Right. I heard the dog noise. I haven't seen them yet, so I'm just going on. Okay. I have no idea what happens. I'm just setting up this. So
give me a hard luck roll here.
Okay. Ooh, 36. 7 is 1 higher than a hard luck roll. No.
So their biology isn't the same as dogs. You don't know this yet, but the whistle doesn't work against them. And chance being chance, he's strategically in a tent right now, waiting for the right moment to strike.
Well, at least Edwin's radio frequency didn't make them angrier. I'm happy for that.
All right. So there are three of the lizard creatures. They are going to launch on Eugene. I assume Eugene, you'll be trying to dodge the first one, but maybe not. Here's the first one coming at you.
Go ahead. The first one I'm going to try and fight back, and then each subsequent one I'm going to try and dodge.
Okay.
So I guess I'm going to try and I don't know. You tell me. I mean, am I able to, like, try and shoot them as it lunges at me? Or am I just able to maybe try and, like, melee brawl with him and hit him with the butt of the shotgun?
It's a melee brawl type situation.
All right, cool. So then I'll try and fight back with the butt of the shotgun.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, 22. Is a hard success for me.
All right, you succeed. He has just a regular success.
I'm sorry. My brawl is a regular success.
Oh, he also has a regular success. So he
wins.
He does win, and he takes... hold on. You'll take 9 points of damage.
Oof.
And you must make a con roll.
Con roll. 86 is not gonna do it.
So as the bite goes into you, there's a coldness that accompanies it. And you feel a little shiver where the bite mark is. You've been bitten by things before. There's normally that warmth of sort of the blood sort of all around there. This is different. This is like a chill going through where it bit you. And now the next one will go after you. It will have a bonus die because there are more than one attacking you.
All right.
What were you doing for this one? Dodge? How'd we do on this one?
That was a fail.
Yeah. He had a 7. So.
Ooh. Well, I'm glad I didn't burn any luck on it then.
That will be 7 points of damage. And you have that same chill feeling. If you could give me another con roll.
That one is a success.
Okay. Also, you notice it doesn't feel like a normal bite, but it
doesn't feel cold
Doesn't feel cold like the first bite. Nope. And now the third one will jump into the fray.
So this was kind of like a lukewarm, just right bite.
Just right level of something. Okay. Will you be dodging or fighting back?
I'm gonna dodge. 12 is a hard success.
Okay, so as the third one lunges at you, you barely duck out of the way. Soldiers are coming out of the woods. They're highly confused by what's going on. I think at least one of them's going to take a shot at you there, Doctor, in that you took a shot at their best friend.
Okay.
So, one thing you can do here is dive for cover.
Yeah.
Or you can just hope that they missed you, given.
I had envisioned myself finding cover before this sort of broke out. Yep. Does that give me some kind of advantage to?
Yep.
They have a penalty die or.
Yep.
Because I don't particularly want to, fall to the floor so that I'm in a bad situation.
You definitely said you were getting for cover, so I will give them a penalty die on you.
Okay. Well, I can live with that.
All right. So here's the first one. No.
Okay.
Here's the second one. No. All right. So two shots go wild around you.
Lousy shots. Is that all you've got?
And great. Top of the. So the rest of them are moving in now. You can sense that they are they're going into fighting formation here. Now, there's just a ton of them compared to the number of you, so if anybody has any suggestions on speeding up combat, that's great. Otherwise, we'll just go through the standard bunch of rolls.
Well, hopefully the truck will help level things out.
The best way to speed up combat is to kill them all.
Yes. All right. Julia, what will you be doing? Still waiting? They're moving into. They're in range now. Or if you want to take a shot, you could take a shot.
Sorry. I will have spent the previous round, going prone, so shooting from a prone position with at least a little bit of cover inside the tent, whatever.
Yep.
I will take a shot at one of the leaders, and that will be some kind of success. What kind of success is that? That's a hard success.
Okay, go ahead and roll damage.
5.
You shoot 5, and it's a good shot. Not dead, but good shot. All right, let's just go to let's see how this truck thing works out here, Wheels.
All right, So, was I kind of getting close to them, and I can kind of pick the largest group of pack targets, or?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So, let's see, a drive roll?
Now, let's just say you can get into a situation where you can hit five of them. I think it's reasonable that some of them are going to shoot at you as you're doing this.
Sure. But
perhaps with a penalty die.
I'd buy that.
Okay. So, go ahead and roll your drive roll. See if you're anywhere near them.
Yeah, that's a normal success. Why don't I burn eight and make it a hard success?
Okay. And why don't you roll a D10 plus two for damage?
Okay. That's only 8 points.
Okay. Still, hold on. Let's see. All right. So it's only 8 points, but two of them go unconscious from the concussion of the vehicle hitting them.
Yes.
And those are the two they're going to shoot at you. Yes. You wouldn't mind taking 10 points of damage.
As a shotgun
blast blows through the window.
Would it matter if I did mind?
What's that?
I was asking if it would matter if I did mind.
You can spend luck to get hit points back, or...
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. So you can... Are you worried about falling unconscious? Or what are you...
What is the unconscious thing again? I started off...
Sure. So you can spend one luck point to avoid going unconscious.
Okay. How many hit points do you have before taking 10?
I had 16. I'm down to 6.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, then you need to roll.
Yeah. Con.
Yeah. Yikes.
Okay. Let's see if I can just do it. Oh, 0-5 in con, so...
You're fine.
Good there.
Okay. All right. Eugene, what are you doing? You are surrounded by three serpent hounds, two of which have tasted your flesh, and it's oh so good, and the other one really wants a bite of that.
Well, just great. Run!
I'm sorry, you're going to run?
Yeah, I'm going to go try and run and hopefully the car is driving by so I can go and jump into the back of this truck.
All right, you take off and it for the truck. Not a problem.
Hopefully these snake dogs are not... as fast.
Oh no, they're much faster than you are. They're Rottweilers with lizard heads. I mean,
right. True. Well,
yes.
Hopefully, true. I'm luckier than.
I usually am. We'll work out that chase in just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Antonio shows up. He is going to take some shots. He's a little distracted, but he does manage to hit two of the mooks, for one of which is sad but not dead. He did that rapid fire thing. I said I'd play it fair, so he's gonna do all six shots, isn't he?
Oh, right.
He's done two. He's gonna do the rest with penalty. No, he doesn't do penalty dice. Just does six. All right. One.
And that's how we speed up combat. Bam, bam, bam.
Wow. That definitely sped up combat. Yes. So the guy who was wounded but okay is not okay, and the guy next to him is even less okay. All right. We are seeing the death of mooks. Doctor, what are you doing?
So what's the current situation look like?
There are three serpent hounds who are turning to run after Eugene. There's a truck that's plowed through parts of the soldiers, some of which are now in their tire treads, and some of which are shooting at the driver of the truck, who you realize, oh, maybe I should have done a little more patching up of him before he went out into combat. And there are at this point, it looks to be what you estimate to be around ten or so soldiers.
Oh God, that's still
so. To sum it up, bad.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I will shoot the nearest one to me. just take another shot.
Okay.
There's no one sort of on me at the moment. So.
There is nobody on you. You are well protected.
Okay. I will just... is that... where's my firearm skill? No, extreme is 13. So I could spend... 11 points of luck to make that an extreme. I may do that. Why not? And I get to roll. Okay, that's 11. So I've still got over 80 points of luck. And I may as well use this. And then I'll do 2d10 worth of damage, which will be 11 points of damage.
One more soldier hits the ground in a satisfying thud. Chance is still waiting for his right moment to strike, but he is yelling out instructions to people to go in there and get them. Because he's Chance. Awesome. Gregory, you're now walking out with your camp radio.
So I stick my head out the tent. I see these lizard dogs and I say, oh shit, I take my sand loss, realize I haven't done any good. Can I roll a biology to see if I can think of something either scent or sound related that I think would work on lizards?
Yeah.
01.
So nothing particularly strikes my mind. So if you've got an idea, why don't you tell me what it is and we'll just do that.
So I was thinking that lizards are very scent sensitive, and maybe there's this fire going and I could think of maybe some of the electronics when I toss them into the fire produces a smoke that really disgusts the lizard olfactory system.
That is what happens. The lizards had been turning on to chase after Eugene, but they stumble and stop trying to figure out what that just horrible scent is. Their tongues are flicking out at a rapid pace, trying to sort of ascertain where that's coming from.
Awesome.
I don't know how that's going to work for you in the long run, but in terms of helping out Eugene, it worked out fine.
Yep.
All right. So let us go and do some other attacks. So, Julia, you had identified two that looked a little less glassy-eyed. One of them pulls out from his... belt what appears to be a boomerang type thing and is throwing it at the fleeing Eugene.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't know if your definition of fun and mine are the same.
It's a boomerang. Boomerangs are always fun.
Max,
well, it's not be know. Fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's well, not always well, about if, you, Max.
If he misses, then it comes back and hopefully kills him. Okay, good.
Right.
I've got hopes. I've got hopes.
If he fumbles.
Hopes and dreams. All right.
So, Eugene, you are running towards the truck. I will let you get there before the mooks start to fire unless you try to dodge this thing coming at you.
No, I assume that I'm running full bore. I mean, full snake dog, and trying to get to the truck. So I doubt I would see a boomerang flying towards the back of my head.
Okay. It does hit you.
Oh, great.
It only does a little bit of damage, 1d3.
Okay. You want me to roll that? Or are you going to roll that?
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Great. You just make me control my own destiny. Three. Yes, maximum damage. Great.
Perfect. And could you give me a con roll and tell me how well you do?
For a boomerang? Yes, I can do that. And I succeed with a hard.
Okay. So it sort of just nips by you despite doing D3. But as it goes through your skin, it's like someone took an electric cord and just brushed against you. It's just shocking, horrible pain. You almost stumble. You can feel, but you're so dedicated to getting to the truck.
To running away.
From running away that you don't stop, but as bad as the venom felt, this is worse. You know that, boy, if you had not sort of been...
I notice it.
Yeah. And the other one will just take out a shotgun and shoot at you. So there's that.
Great. Well, hopefully I'm in the third range increment.
You are, and he misses, so you're fine.
Oh.
But there are mooks, so two of them are going to take a shot at the doctor who's hiding. Are you... Oh, sorry, I forgot to do the penalty die for that one. Ooh. Doctor, if you would not mind taking 6 points of damage, as they've sort of beat it in on you. And then there are another six. I'm just going to randomly pick them between Eugene and Wheels, unless somebody has a better idea. Nobody volunteering to take any damage? No? Yeah? All right. Miss.
I'm volunteering everyone else, Sean. Sean, everyone else is a good idea. Everyone else is a good idea.
Yes.
Oh, this is so sad. All right, so...
any chance I could swerve the truck wildly in an attempt to give them a penalty die?
Well, now, since we have the physical chance there, NPC, I would assume that nobody else gets any chance.
Yes, probably not.
So go ahead, give me a drive skill.
That is a 26 of 80.
Okay, so you managed to dodge to get out of the way. Unfortunately, that causes Eugene to have a slight hiccup in his steps to get there.
Oh, no.
And he takes 13 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
I'm dying.
It's okay. We have a doctor on staff.
How many are you at, Max?
-7.
Okay. So, one thing you could do right here, well, that wouldn't actually help you. There's a luck thing where you can use 20 luck to gain an immediate D6, but that doesn't really help you here.
No, probably the burning 30 luck to
it's
avoid
not,
death, right?
It's a minimum of 30.
It's all your luck.
Oh, all your luck, right.
But can't you also just spend luck at 2 to 1 to avoid the damage? Can't you just take 26?
Or to lessen the damage?
That's sand, isn't it?
That's sanity.
Just sand? Okay.
Or you can lie there for a while and hope that somebody comes and rescues you.
Yeah.
Well, with the large amount of combatants that is probably going to take at least another 10 to 20 rounds to kill, I'm probably just going to end up spending all my luck so I don't die.
All right.
I mean, I think that's... And then can I get into the back of the truck?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And does that mean I just take 0 damage this round and I'm still at 6 hit points?
What you do is if you're burning all your luck, you escape certain death and you regain 1d6 plus 1 hit points.
Oh, okay.
So is that... Do you go back to at least a minimum of 0?
No, one? It's only a minimum of one.
Right. So and then you gain.
And then the 1d6 plus one.
1d6 plus one. Right. Okay.
So wait. Am I not taking the damage that I was going to take? Is that what that does?
No, no, you're still taking the damage. You took the damage.
Oh, okay, great.
But the way it works is that you would normally have been riddled with bullets, and but due to your amazing pulp-like nature, you managed to make it into the truck with just barely, you know, avoiding enough bullets so you take a lot of damage, but not as much damage as you were going to take. So okay. If you burned all your luck, roll a 1d6. Yep. And add one.
Four.
Okay, so you have five. You have 5 hit points right now.
Oh no, that was including the plus one.
Oh, sorry. Right. Yeah, so you have 4 hit points.
Okay. I think what we need to do is
two.
Yeah.
Great.
What we need to do is murder Gene, because otherwise our party luck is zero.
You know what's interesting about this system is they don't do party locks very often.
I wonder why.
Well, precisely, yeah. All right. So, and just because, and the other soldiers are sort of spreading out looking for people that aren't hiding to shoot at. Oh, you know, I forgot about Matt though. See if he does anything interesting here. Nope. Yep. Nope.
Never does.
Wow. He only killed one of them in the whole thing. And now he has to reload. All right. Top of the round. Julia, are you ready to make your move, or are you still scoping out?
No, I'm going to take another shot at the...
Oh, okay. Same one?
Yeah, the one I shot is not the one who threw the boomerang, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so I will just shoot the same one, and that will be a regular success.
Roll for damage.
2.
Okay. He goes unconscious. All right. Eugene?
I'm now in the truck.
You're now in the truck.
I'm laying down in the back of the truck, 100% complete cover. And I guess reloading my shotgun.
Okay. Wheels?
I'm sorry. Can I take a free action to yell at Wheels and say, just go, go, go?
You may.
Wheels? Okay, so let me share my plan.
About time.
Yes. My thought is to use my second talent when I get a chance, which is shadow, which means I'm super stealthy. But I want to get us out of danger right now. So I was going to try to drive the truck as far away as I need to feel like we're kind of in a safe spot, maybe around the corner in the jungle somewhere, and then come back in on foot. But I don't know if I'm actually going to be able to make it back in time, depending on how far away I have to go.
So you could peel through the camp. Remember, they're in the northwest corner of the camp. You could peel through the camp down the path you came in the south, park the truck, and run back again.
Okay, that's my plan. And when I run back, I'm going to try to be super stealthy.
All right, so... Now everybody else has to figure out what to do without the meat shields they've been having so far. All right. Doctor, what will you be doing?
Running away seems like a perfectly sensible option at the moment. Is that just going to make me a target? So what's happening? Two of us are heading off in the truck.
So what you know right now is that Eugene and Wheels are leaving in the truck, or at least appear to be leaving. Octavio is still firing away, although seems to be distracted by what's going on because he's not doing nearly the amount of damage he normally does. Somewhere out there, there's a shot being fired from where you last remember Julia being seen, but she is very much undercover. Every now and then you hear Chance yelling out words of encouragement to you.
Chance, get out here, you useless, lazy bastard!
Oh, yes, okay. although he does see people running away, so I think we know where this might be going. And you also see that there are three serpent hounds that are turning their heads and aiming them in the last location that you saw Gregory.
So three hounds. How many people?
There seems to be only about seven left.
Only about seven. Oh God. Okay. I don't like it. I'll fire a shot at one of the hounds because those things creep me out. And then I will probably turn and run. Okay. 41 is a success, and I do 6 points of damage.
That hound goes down.
Oh. Thank goodness for that. All right, that's me.
That's you. Let's do Octavio. One, two, three. All right. I'm going to not worry about reloading, but when Matt's back, I will. When I run, he doesn't have to worry about reloading. He takes down four of them.
Oh, nice. If I was still watching, I'd see that and be impressed. But
No, you're definitely running away. That's fine. And Chance is also going to run away, but to be able to claim some glory later, he will also take a shot as he's running away at one of the hounds. He misses in a Chance-like way. Gregory.
He air quotes, helped.
Gregory?
So I am going to... So I see that basically everyone has run away. I'm in the middle of a combat field, which is not where I want to be. I'm near a fire, and these two hounds are coming, are looking at me.
They're looking at you. Mm-hmm.
So I need to basically double down on this fire to make enough smoke so that they do not want to come near me.
There is a thing called suppressive fire.
He's actually has a physical fire.
Not so yeah, this is a physical fire. It started with gasoline and lizard dog. So I think what I was thinking I would do is roll a con roll to see if I can successfully hold my breath while I'm standing in the middle of this nasty smoke.
That sounds great. Let's do that.
Normal success. So however long I'm good for, that's where I am.
You're good for this round. You were able to stand in the midst of basically the serpent hound equivalent of a skunk scent. All right. Top of the round. I feel like they're going to take a shot at you, Doctor, and that you are running away. It's not that many of them. Oh, actually, they're going to go after Octavio. That's crazy. Why would they do that? So they will take one. They will be. When Octavio gets back, somebody should tell him he took 6 points of damage.
You can put it in the notes here.
I will. And while you're doing that, make sure that he knows he took 3 points of sanity loss. So that's them, that's all. There's only three soldier types left and two hounds. And at this point, the soldier in the back there, the one, Julia, you would identify as one of the leaders, gives out a strange guttural call and turns into the woods, and the soldiers and the hounds all turn to follow. Julia, if you'd like to take one more shot as they leave, you with your alertness and night vision, that would be perfectly reasonable.
I would be happy to. That is a normal success for, ooh, nice, 6 points of damage.
Against which one? What are you shooting for, the hound or the...
No, the other leader.
Okay. Hold on. He or she turns, hisses at you, but continues into the forest. And we will end combat there.
Fair enough.
Well done.
Thank God.
So two lizard dogs, the leader, and two soldiers escape.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to mutter something under my breath about men running away. And, and I'm going to go over to the first leader.
The brave scientist who didn't run away? No.
I will congratulate... excellent work, Dr. Farkas. Very nice. As I walk over to the first leader, the one that went down, I will shoot him in the head.
Oh. Cold.
And as you do that, you, he looks, the mask that was over his head, i.e. the skin of whoever he took, sort of rips aside, and you can definitely see the same reptilian type features that you saw in the other one.
I was totally expecting that. Yep. And then I'm going to search him. I'm hoping he's going to have another map. Or I'm expecting he's going to have.
No, he has the same map as the one you took off the first one.
Okay. So no addition. I was hoping that he would have another one or two areas crossed off. But okay, fair enough.
Who wants first aid?
So, Dr. Thompson, come here, quick.
Gene raises his hands.
You might want to use this while you're giving first aid. It should help you see if they've got any sort of lizard taint. And I'll present him with the blood kit.
Now the question is, when the blood kit goes off, when you scan Mr. Travers and Wheels, what do we do?
What do we do? Right. That's
well,
what we'll
Julia,
find out.
You've already demonstrated what we do.
We get rid of the person with zero luck and the lizard in our midst.
We get replacement characters.
It's just a suggestion. I'm open to other possibilities.
Well, first of all, let me try and stop them from bleeding out over that truck.
Sure. Once the truck comes back.
Yes. Do you come back?
Wheels, you do hear the sound of gunfire stops.
Did I make it back to the camp yet? And say, oh.
You have shadowed your way back to the camp, sneaking up on your compatriots with you.
So,
where are they?
Gene, if I do first aid for you, I rolled a 0-4.
Yay.
So that come should on, be... Does an extreme first aid mean you get max hit points back, or does it not work that way?
You know, it's funny. I didn't think so, but then you guys did it in another episode, so let's just make that the rule.
Fair enough. Wheels, I can first aid you. Ooh, what do I get there? 79.
So what is that? 3? I get 3 back?
3, yep.
Plus 1d4 for first aid.
Nice. Oh. Nice, so 8. I'm at 8 hit points.
No, you got 4, and I got the plus 1d4, right?
Let me just check. What is my first aid? My first aid is 85, so yes. That's a success for Wheels.
Okay.
I can also, when I have a bit more time, do some medicine on you both. While I'm first aiding them, I'll do a bit of a cheeky blood sample. into the machine.
Do either of you want to ask him what he's doing while he's doing this, or are you just letting him be doctory?
Nope. Nope. Doctor it up.
Okay.
At this point, I'm happy for whatever he's doing to me.
Okay. You do not have tainted lizard blood. But I will say, Eugene, you feel like you've got like the shivers, like a really bad, like a fever type shiver going on.
Got the powerful shiver going on.
And just so you know, for the mechanics of that, for the next few days, you're going to use a penalty die when you're doing actions.
Wow. Oh, great. Perfect.
All right. What are we doing with the rest of the evening?
Medicine.
Roll away.
Okay, who wants to go first? Well, come on.
Wow, don't all jump at once.
So, Max, that was a 97, so that was a not a fumble because my medicine is at...
Oh, I said me.
75.
I'll take in medicine and after the first aid.
No, I'm just saying I rolled a 97, so I fail to medicine you. There's nothing I can do, I'm afraid. Just gonna have
well, that's
to.
Not oh, great. True. I mean, you could burn through a bunch of luck.
Oh, I know, but I use the luck for myself.
You know. Oh, okay.
The luck to keep me alive. I could push it, maybe, if I determine that actually this is going to be a bit more complicated. I'm going to have to cut a bit deeper than I normally would have, and I have limited supplies. Yeah, I'm perfectly happy to push it.
I think you should discuss that with your patient, because it's unlikely you would suffer the ill effects of such a thing.
Well,
Max, do you want him to try again?
Did he just
Are you
hang
muted?
Up? I think he did.
I'm sure he did.
So Max, you're okay with that? Yes? Happy? Good?
My technology was breaking up for the last minute or so. So all I heard was I'm saving the luck for me.
Just say yes. It's fine. You don't need that arm anyway.
No, what? No. He the doctor is suggesting that perhaps some radical surgery would be in order here. He's going to, push it to the outer limits of medicine to try to fix you.
I really need to get these bullets out, otherwise this wound's just going to become completely infected. I don't really have the necessary anesthetic, you understand. Bite down on this. Yep, you're right.
Sure.
Informed
got
consent.
He's got a worried look on his eyes. Semi-informed. Forced consent, sure.
I get a 14, an extreme success.
Nice. Well, that's nice. That avoids me having to inflict damage on somebody else for your bad rolling. Go ahead and do your
another
medicine repairing.
1d4. And medicine for wheels is a 16, so a hard success. I'll spend one luck and make it an extreme.
Yeah. So generous. Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, well, this was quite a battle we had. What were those creatures? And I'll go over and I'll examine the corpse of one of these lizard hounds.
Oh, these are just horrible. they've got the speed of a Rottweiler legs on them, but on top of them is the Komodo dragon jaws that bite the the if you look at the teeth, much like Komodo dragon, they're always covered in some sort of red type fluid.
But which half? Like, where does it start? Because normally I would think of it as type of like a centaur situation, where the front half is lizard and the back half is dog. But are you saying just the legs and like the belly? What, like, yes. Would they be averse to belly rubs?
You'll have to try next time you
There's two lying in front of you. You can give them a little belly rub if you want. And what you'll discover is they've taken the inner frame of the dog, the sheer speed and the strength, and covered in scales.
Oh, fucking terrible.
So there's no shedding, so that's good. That's
a bonus, right?
I guess allergen.
You don't have the wet dog smell.
Exactly. It's every house should have one. If you're gonna have a Rottweiler, why not have a serpent hound? Okay. Is anybody else doing anything this evening?
Perhaps Gregory and I could examine the venom, collect a sample of it, and see if we can come up with some kind of anti-venom.
Sure. Why don't you go ahead and come up with some roll system that you think would be reasonable? I think it's definitely.
I've got biology and pharmacy.
I've got biology. You've got medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmacy. So yeah, let's make this a. Why don't you assist a doctor in a pharmacy role coming up with an anti-venom to this?
Cool.
Okay. So is that, do I get a bonus die to my pharmacy? Okay. Oh, 12. Didn't even need the bonus die, so that is a hard success at pharmacy.
All right, so it takes a while. It's not an easy, but you do think you come up with what you think is an anti-venom.
Well, now, there's no real way to test it. Do we have any idea if the shivers are from the boomerang or the...
It seems more associated. The feeling happened after the bite, less than the boomerang.
Okay. So yeah, we can.
Yeah,
totally
the boomerang was electric. I will describe that. That was not a fun feeling. It was like a taserang.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have done that repeatedly to research subjects.
Max, I think they've come up with a subject or with a solution. Do you want to try it out?
Sure. Yeah. Let's get some of this anti-venom up in me.
Okay.
All right.
It works fine.
You don't die.
Well, he was never going to die, but you don't have to worry about those penalty rolls on everything you do for the next four days.
Nice.
Yes. Awesome. You guys are medical professionals.
So that's what you guys are doing this evening. Anybody else doing anything else this evening? Julia?
Nope. Nothing in particular.
Chance will be writing in his journal about how well he did.
Oh, my God.
I can just imagine it now, sort of saying, we did it, guys, we did it. Drove them off.
Oh. Yeah. And it's the next day. Oh, by the way, the staff here are super happy. You've liberated them from these soldiers and these others, and you know what they find some alcohol that had sort of been hidden away, and you know
now you're talking.
And you know the good doctor is super happy. Oh, I'm going to write a great report for you guys back to headquarters. This is amazing. We thought we were going to be stuck here for days. Thank you so much. Is there anything we can do for you?
You're welcome.
A little alcohol for me, a little for my wounds. Perfect.
Yeah, and Remember I told you before there are villagers sort of in between the hospital type tents. They bring you fresh food, some nice native meals.
I'm gonna try and speak to some of the villagers in Spanish, and see if they are there any like local legends about these snake things, lizard people, lizard dogs, other terrible shit of such a nature.
So what do they tell you? So they have a, you talk to various people and they go, oh no, those, it's clear that the lizard, the serpent hounds are something that's, you know, something they've never really seen before. But they do tell you that there is a local legend about the dreaming spirit in the woods. They've assumed that that's what they've been looking for. And they tell you, oh, there's certain people are told about the four pillows of slumber. They have annual festivals there to thank the dreaming spirit for good harvests. And most of them feel like, you know, maybe that's not, you know, really what's going on, but that, you know, it's a fun day and there's no harm done for it.
Okay, I eye them suspiciously and say thank you.
I drink some more.
Okay.
But I do want to talk to Mr. Focus about, you know, that electric boomerang thing that swiped past me seemed like it would be pretty damn effective.
Maybe we can find it. It may still be sitting in the woods somewhere.
Maybe, I don't know. It was like a boomerang, so it might have come
back.
Well,
yeah, but if it hits you, well, I don't know, because they really come back more if they don't get their trajectories.
Right, but it barely grazed me, so I don't, maybe you could fashion some slugs with, like, a little electrical charge in them that we could shoot.
Electrical
shotgun. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So it wouldn't have the spread, but if you hit someone, maybe it could disable them.
Sure, yeah, I used to do work like this back in the war. It's, might be effective. I'll have to think about it. We may need a better laboratory, of course. It's really
we could call it the
working conditions here.
The shotgun.
Ooh, the shotgun. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, food for thought.
Yeah, no, that seems like a good thing to think about.
I guess, yeah, we were kind of on the outskirts / right at the edge of the camp when the fight happened, right? Sean.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah, it might be worth going and looking around and seeing if that boomerang is somewhere on the ground.
Yeah. So Max, give me a luck roll.
I was gonna go look for it just so you wouldn't have to do a luck roll.
can you still technically succeed on a 0-1?
I don't think I even have a 0-1.
You just have one.
No, but, because there's the option there on the sheet that says out of luck, and I am out of luck.
Wow. Gregory, if you're going to assist him, you could also give him a luck roll. You could also give a luck roll, but obviously with no assistance.
Right. He can't help me.
No assistance whatsoever.
I get a normal success on a luck roll.
Yeah, you look around. It doesn't seem to be around anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, day breaks. It's a new day. What are you all doing with your days?
Everybody in the truck. Let's go.
Don't forget, where are we going? Plus 2 hit points.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to need to rest for at least a couple more days.
Oh, actually, I'm going to first aid myself. That's a bit of an oversight, isn't it? D4.
Eugene, you could stay here and inhabit Agent Chance for a while.
Which is just like resting. I mean,
yeah,
it's really no difference.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. I think Gene's going to need a little bit more extended rest.
Well, I guess it's up to you all. Do you all want to wait for a couple days for Eugene to get back up to snuff again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind doing that if I tend to him and...
Yeah, you could probably speed it up.
Yeah, so yeah. Let's montage through this.
Okay.
What level of hit points would Gene say... How healthy would Gene need to be to say, yeah, I'm ready to go back out there?
I'm at 12 right now. If I was somewhere in the 18 to 20 range, not all the way back up to full, but you know, like 3/4, that would be. All right,
let's just put you at 19 then. Did anybody do anything over the intervening few days?
Oh, I might have worked on the shotgun.
So, based on the maps, how far away are the ruins from the camp?
So from what you know, the circle, the site of the battle, etc.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant, the site of the battle.
Yeah, you could get there, you know, it looks like it's, you know, 3 hours. Well, let's figure it out. It looks to be about 2.5 miles.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm not waiting a couple of days. That first next day, first thing in the morning, I'm packing up and heading out. Who's coming with me?
Oh, dear. Oh, Jesus.
Where are you headed to, and why?
Well, to the center of all this. To here, on the map. See? Right here.
Let's all go.
The site of this battle, whatever is at the center of this circle that the things are searching, that's the place to start.
We should all go, or none of us should go.
Well... I'm going.
It's very curious.
You men can stay here if you want to.
Never had that happen before.
Absolutely fascinated to see what is there.
Would be curious to see what is there. You're good with a gun, no, Julia?
Yes, no trouble.
All right.
We've already driven them off. Max, I just sent you chances. It's only a couple miles. We'll be fine.
Max, I just sent you Chance's sheet.
Cool. Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Someone else for me to burn all the luck out of.
Wills was just at the same level as Gene was. I actually had 13 when he had 12. Mm-hmm. So he's willing to wait alongside his buddy for the duration. So shall we say 20 hit points in a few days, like Gene has 19 since I started off one hit point up.
You always got a one up, huh, Steve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, so either way.
If we're gonna go and we're gonna have Max take in Randall's character.
I just sent Octavio's to Steve.
Yeah.
You take. Yep. Here we go. Okay.
There we go.
Yes, Mr. Lopez will come with us certainly.
All right.
Okay.
I understand you wanting to remain behind, Dr. Thompson. Okay, you have your patients to look after.
No, I think it would be best if I come with you.
Dr. Gomez says, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of these heroes. No problem at all, you go right ahead.
There we go.
And that said, I'll be back in 2 shakes.
All right.
Making trouble and leaving.
I'm liking this new gym.
this is just gym.
Yeah, I don't know what's new here, but
all right. So I'm going to have you all. Steve and Max, you should have got character sheets. You are marching through the jungle. I don't think there's any reason to worry about. You've got Octavio with you. He clearly knows how to navigate from one side of the world to the other. Eventually you reach a what appears to be a large flat stone disc. It's about 55 feet across and 2 feet thick. This one is broken, though. This one, and sort of looking around, you realize that it looks like there was some artillery or something that fell in this particular area. And so there's the capstone is there. You can see how big it was, but there's a giant crack in it. Parts of it have fallen down below. And you can see that there is a stairway heading down into the earth.
Sorry, this is at the site of battle marked?
Yes.
Whatever
yep.
place?
So okay. What you found there, Jim, is a what would have been a 55 foot wide stone round, 2 feet thick, that has been apparently hit by artillery.
Yep, got it. Okay. And there are stairs leading down.
There are stairs leading down.
Ooh, fascinating. I head down.
Is this stone just sort of seems like normal stone? Have we seen something like this before?
It appears to be native to the area. I mean, I don't
know.
There doesn't seem to be anything unusual about it in particular.
Okay, cool.
But, you know, obviously you've seen stone in the area before, but a 55 foot
right,
wide.
Right, the size is obviously something crazy.
That's different, but, yeah. But in terms of the type of it, it's not like, well, this is only found in Antarctica. It's definitely right. Native material.
Okay.
Yep.
Did the road lead kind of nearby? I'm thinking
there's
of the
no,
other catching up.
There's no real road. What you followed was basically a trod type thing. And I assume you've taken the truck here, right? Did you take the truck wheels? Or?
Oh,
no,
wheels
isn't here.
Yeah,
so
right.
I presume we were just walking.
Yeah, I was okay. Thinking. I was thinking more about them catching up to us if, you know, we're
gone.
Call
them on the radio.
Yes. The cavalry.
So what this disc, does that correspond to the center of this diagram? Or sorry, I'm a bit confused.
So yes, so the diagram that you have from the Serpent Man, that circle area that seems to be the beginning of the search area, mm-hmm. that is more or less where you are right now. And on the other map you have, it's listed as the site of battle.
Right. Okay. We think that's one in the same place.
Yes, absolutely.
Did any of us
stairway? Okay.
Did any of us decipher those strange markings at any point?
Don't think so. No.
Okay.
Nothing to compare them to.
Yeah. So on our way here, I at least also would have been on the lookout for, you know, can we tell where the soldiers went, and specifically here. You know, does it look like anyone else has been? I presume there's no one like camped out here.
No.
Is there any trace of, you know, the bad guys or anyone else having been here recently?
So, who has Octavio? Steve, can you give me a roll for track?
I sure can. Let me see. We got here. Okay. Sorry, I misplaced the dice for a second. That's a normal success.
Yeah. So, Octavio, you look around and you say, yes, there's been different traffic in this area at various times. A fair bit of traffic in and around this area. There doesn't seem to be anything that's particularly new or fresh in terms of looking at, you know, broken vegetation or the like, but this has been a central location for a fair bit of footprints.
With that thought, two quick things. Does it look like any of the footprints have been heading in towards the circle? Like somebody may have gone down the hole? And the second thing is, does it look like there's any like large, I'm thinking about humanoid size lizard footprints kind of thing, anything unusual like that?
So there are no large humanoid footprints in the area. There are some weird tracks through here. It's not entirely clear what it is. Something moved through here of some size at some point. But none of the tracks seem to go down into the pit type thing in front of you.
I'll share that with everyone else. Interesting that they're all ignoring the pit.
Are there any markings?
Well, maybe they didn't know about it because the artillery hadn't landed yet and opened it up.
Ah, good thinking.
Are there any markings on this capstone thing?
There are not.
Okay. Well, clearly we have to go see what's down there. This is fascinating.
Well, clearly.
This will be exciting. Let's go. I'm going to start walking down.
All right, so what you quickly discover is that there are the steps have been somewhat damaged. So you're going to need to make a climb or a jump roll or find some other way of getting around this set of – there's basically a set of stairs, the set on the side where the artillery would have hit. It looks like the capstone may have come through and smashed through the stairs in there. So there's a gap in the stairway heading down.
Well, Chance is just going to push forward and start climbing down. That's the type of person that Chance is.
Easily pass climb roll.
Give me a climb roll. Brave
agent.
34 is a regular success.
Of course it is.
I would certainly be happy for some assistance if somebody were able to help me down these steps. Seems a little awkward here.
How about a jungle vine?
Oh, excellent, yes.
Tie it off like a rope somewhere.
I'm fine with attaching a jungle vine. Anybody wants to make a climb or a jump roll with a bonus die, that makes complete sense.
All right. Climbing down the jungle vine. Ooh, wow. 03. I am inspired by Julia, perhaps.
Yeah, definitely not inspired by Chance. That's for sure.
Octavio's still going to need to burn 10 luck.
Sure.
So have we got some kind of vine ladder, vine rope?
Yeah, so it's basically just picturing a vine between the two sets of stairs, and you're sort of using it to assist yourself.
Is that worth a bonus die?
No, I'm saying yes. Yes, you get a bonus die in doing either jump or climb, whichever you prefer.
Well, they're both at 20%, so it doesn't really matter. And I roll a 20 exactly without the bonus die. So, yep. Which one should I tick? Climb.
All right.
And Julia, how are you doing?
Oh, easy success. Yeah, there was no problem, sir.
Perfect. All right, it is uneventful for the rest of the way down. So what you find is the stairs are sort of looping around as you head down. And after a period of time, you get down to the bottom. And just sort of eyeballing it, you're maybe 1,000 feet or so down.
Holy cow.
It's pretty deep for this kind of construction.
Damn.
And as you're walking down, you clearly get the sense of, this is old, like old.
Really glad I spent that luck.
But man-made or natural?
The smoothness of the walls indicate that it was made by something. I don't know if I want to use man-made particularly, but you know, something made this. It's not a natural feature.
Okay.
And in fact, when you get down to the bottom, there is a set of murals carved into the walls. What you see is that they are there appear to be different stories being told. You can see at one point there is a what you now recognize as being a serpent person as a being depicted as a leader. The person is wearing a scepter and wearing a crown. The crown features a snake motif. There are hairy giants under the control of whip-wielding serpent folk. And the giants are moving rocks and being shown being built a cone-shaped temple. And then you also see these same large creatures building five circular areas around. Basically, you can see there's a pentacle around this temple, and there are five carrying the rock. Would you recognize as being the capstone you saw above? That was moved by these large hairy giants.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wow.
Wow.
And that's pretty much it.
Just lots of muscle.
So that's it. We reach the bottom and there's a mural and...
Mm-hmm.
No mummy?
No. No, and if, so what you realize is that what you're in right now must have been one of the five points of the pentacle, and in the center of that pentacle is where the cone-shaped temple that you saw the hairy giants building must be.
Gotcha. Okay. So...
we need to find the temple, which we should be able to do on the map somehow now. Although we don't know how big this pentacle is, of course.
Right, so we're at the site of the battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that corresponds to which quadrant on the circular map?
The center of the circular map.
The center of the circular map. Okay.
Right, so we need to go search the all the other quadrants. So based on, you know, kind of the map and the scaling, and, you know, wanting to do a fairly thorough search, because whatever it is that we're going to find is probably pretty cool. We want to be thorough about it. How long to search, you know, to search one quadrant, do we think? Is it like a day or half a day, so we could do two a day or one a day? What's the...
Well, you've got some idea of what you're looking for now, and, you know, I think you guys are fairly industrious and not under the control of hypnosis, so you're motivated to move forward. So, yeah, sure, you can do a couple quadrants per day.
And I think it probably stands to reason that we should move west first, because it looks like they've searched all the other quadrants to the east.
I would agree. We can search
okay. These
two. I'd like pick it, just kind of point to the two of the westernmost ones, and then return to camp by this evening, and then do another two tomorrow.
Most energetic.
Well, come on, don't just stand around. I'm going to start walking back up.
Oi.
As a just as a thought, when we get back to the top, after seeing these big hairy things, thinking about them and looking at those strange shapes, do they look like giant feet, maybe, kind of thing?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, so after looking at the mural where these giant hairy things were controlled by these lizard men, I had the thought that I did see some strange tracks up there.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah. I thought you were saying that the hairy creatures were giant feet, and I was trying to figure out how we got there.
It's a good pun.
Wanting to, you know, take the ball you threw me, but not showing if it was a hand grenade. No, so let's get you to the top first.
Sorry, at the bottom of the stairs, it was a room.
It's just a circular area. Yep, and there are murals on the bottom.
Okay, and
can we
search for secret doors or something? I mean, well, you build a 1,000-foot staircase. There's got to be something more than just a dumb picture here.
Right.
I mean, there probably isn't, but it seems like there's got to be something there. So, yeah, I would like to spend a little time before Julia runs off, or after she runs off. I don't really care.
All right, so you're going to search around for a little bit, look at the murals, try to figure out if there's something you could poke to do a secret door. All right.
Same with Mr. Chance.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Octavio will do the same thing, too.
Okay. Doctor, what are you doing?
Standing around while these other people search the place.
Okay.
Supervising.
Julia, what are you doing?
She's walking up the stairs.
Yep, walking up the stairs.
Okay.
Impulsively.
So, so when you look, so let's do the people at the bottom there. So you look around for a while. You don't even have to do a spot hidden or anything. There doesn't seem to be any secret doorways down here. You do realize as you're sort of staring and spending some time that that the stories seem to be around here. These things here were designed to be, in some way, some sort of protectorate of the temple, that they provide some sort of protection function.
Oh, they're like wards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Julia, you reached the top there, and I'm just going to say you pull yourself up the stairs. And as you pull yourself up and get to the top of the ward and get out of the hole...
Just out of curiosity, is the vine we were using still there?
It is still there. Okay. Yep. Yep. But what you do see coming towards you is a strange, amorphous, fluid, blobbish entity.
Okay.
The appendages on this thing's upper surface is grabbing into the ground and grabbing onto trees to pull it forward. And as it moves forward, fresh appendages come out in front of it to continue the movement towards you. You wouldn't mind giving me a sanity roll. That would be great.
To give you a sanity roll.
It's like one
easy pass.
It's a big amoeba.
So that's just one sanity loss. And it is moving towards you at a pretty fast rate. What will you be doing?
So I see this so I come up out of the hole. I see this thing coming out of the jungle towards the hole. You know, self-preservation says I don't want to be trapped down in the hole and have this thing come after me and be trapped down there with this thing coming. So Julia will scream and run.
We have a lady chance.
Like, into the jungle. What? I screamed. That's giving you, you know, you guys should be aware. So you guys should hear it. So you're aware that something is going on and you can prepare appropriately.
Yeah, thanks for screaming something with some kind of, you know, verbal component to it.
There's a giant amorphous blob coming out of the jungle. I'm going to run away.
All right. So
echoing down 1,000 feet of staircase.
Yeah, so you're not going to hear any of that anyway.
Go ahead and give me a dex run. You are turning and fleeing in a slight bit of panic in the jungle.
Of course. Fortunately, I am quite dexterous, and that's a normal success. Dexterous.
All right, so you manage to yell out whatever it is you've yelled out. The rest of you hear Julia scream and something down below. And
Do we, though, Sean? Edwin made a pretty good point. It was 1,000 feet.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm not particularly going to take the time to scream.
Should we, do we actually hear that, or should we make some listen rolls?
Yeah, I'm not going to particularly take the time to turn and, you know, scream directly down the passage. That's not happening.
Sure, let's have some listen rolls to see what you're able to pull out from the scream. You definitely hear the scream. That's not a problem. That echoes down.
Nope.
Listen roll. Nope.
Okay, so
somebody sneezed at that point.
Chance is also a fail. A handy fail. Yeah.
At this point, you hear Julia scream, and the tiny shadow of sun that had been coming down, or the sliver of sun coming down from below above, is blocked out, and you all see something is oozing its way down towards you.
Oh, nice.
If we could all have sanity rolls.
You're a one.
A 99.
90.
Okay. If you pass, it is a 1. If you fail, it's a D10.
Oh.
The young Mr. Chance succeeded.
That's just 1, then.
7 points.
Oh, yeah.
So if I spend 14 points, is that correct? I would go down to only a loss of 4 points.
So it's 2 for 1.
Yeah.
So how many? You lost 7?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get below, you just have to spend 12 points. Right? No, not even that. 6 points.
In order to stay below the 5, the insanity,
you mean? Stay below, yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
Yep.
Right. Sorry, how many points?
So go ahead, point.
Two luck points per 1 sanity point that you want to negate.
6. So if you spend 6, yeah, okay. If you spend 6 luck, then you only lose 4 sand. That's what we think is going on.
Yep.
Octavio will spend 4 luck to also get that point.
Oh. Crazy game.
Wait, what did you get, Octavio? What was his roll?
He got a 99. Oh.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No.
Yeah, somebody's got to go insane at some point.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
say. It's not 2 for 1. It's so the page 61, halve insanity loss. So you may halve the loss by spending double the original loss. So, I would lose 7. So to halve that, I have to spend 14, and then I take, and we tend to roll, we round up, don't we? So it would be 4
round up.
Points.
Yep. Up for bad things and down for good things.
Yeah. So I spend 14 points of luck and I end up with a total loss of 4.
Okay. Mm.
Okay. Which is what I will do.
And there's no point with your roll, Octavio/Steve, because having it would, if spending 20 luck to have it would still put you at 5.
Right.
So go ahead and give me an idea roll.
Octavio, I hope you're not too smart.
Oh, yes.
A 19.
All right, so that is where we will end this session. There is a group of you down in a pit. There is a amorphous blob going down there, and Octavio has gone insane. I will work out with Matt what that looks like in between now and the next session. Nice. And Julia is going to be able to tell Wheels and Gene what happened. So that's nice.
Yep.
And we will end there.
Very good.
Okay.
That was great. Nice. That was freaking awesome.
I would just like to point out that while appendage is not a word recognized by Google Documents, Blobulous, fortunately, is.
Can you make sure you record, those of you who just took Sandy and such loss, in the notes what they were so I can tell the ever-expanding list of people that have taken damage from you people?
Yeah, I'll send the new character sheet to you and to Matt with all the changes.
Great.
Okay. I'm glad we're getting luck back next time.
Yeah. I have this vision of Gene
and Wheels sitting back on the cot, and because they said, "We'll treat these heroes nicely, maybe eating some great, you know, and kind of like if you guys have seen the Treasure of Sierra Madre, when you know, the old guy saves that girl's life, and all the women are around him, and they're fanning him, and they're giving him grapes, and maybe some soft music in the background."
Nice. Well, thank you all. I had never anticipated you being in the bottom of the pit when that thing showed up. So that was...
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, that was nice. Yeah. All right. Talk to you all awesome. Next week.
All right. Later, guys.
Bye, guys. Cheers.